Happy Monday, everybody, and thank you so much for downloading the Be Our Guest podcast. The following is our number three of the 12-hour live show to benefit Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. We recorded the show back in June, and with your help, we raised over $12,000 for the great folks down at Give Kids the World. And again, we cannot thank you enough for your support. You truly did change lives on this day and continue to do that with your generosity. And we are just so lucky to have friends like you listening to our show. During the show, we talk a little Run Disney with Be Our Guest podcast Lizards running squad captain Mike Bankhead. We talk with him right off the bat. We talk a little Disneyland Paris with our friend George from over in the UK. He just returned from that. We speak with Dean about their new podcast that he's doing with his buddies, the Northeast podcast for Disney fans, and much more. Don't forget that our next live show is this coming Sunday, September 21st, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right there at Magical Mouse Radio. So if you enjoyed today's show, hey, give us a call this Sunday night. Put it on the calendar, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give us a call and chat along during the live show. Don't forget that today's show is brought to you by the great folks over at TouringPlans.com. They have one major goal, and that's to keep you out of lines and seeing the most amount of attractions possible on your next Walt Disney World or Disneyland vacation. I would encourage you today just to drop by TouringPlans.com, see all of the planning tools they have. They also have a great blog with the latest information on all the happenings, both at Disneyland and Walt Disney World. And, you know, it's just a site you want to check out every day. So support the folks who support us. They're over at TouringPlans.com. So we hope you enjoyed today's show. If you missed it in June, hey, it's going to be a lot of fun. And if you were a part of the show for the 12 hours, hey, you get to hear it again. Maybe you'll hear yourself call in today. Enjoy the show, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Thanks again for supporting the Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
All right, so we're going to give away one of those prizes again here very soon. We got another caller on the line. Let's get to the calls. That's why we're here. Hey, who's joining us?
This is one of your South Carolina teammates.
Hey, what's up,
hey,
Mike?
Hey, this is Mike.
How'd
I know it was Mike?
Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you doing today?
You know, at one time you used to say I'm the South Carolina call, and everybody said that's Mike Bankhead, but we've got quite a few South Carolina people involved now, haven't we?
We do. So things going well for you?
Doing good, doing good. We've got a mission team here in town from Texas, so did you appreciate that? The Texas and South Carolina people working together here this week, and so we've got about 50, 60 teenagers from both places together, and as you can imagine, the drama and the fun, but they're doing a lot of work in the community and just having a good time around here.
That's what it's all about, man. I love hearing you know, kids getting out there and you know, taking that free time and using it to being positive, because a lot of times when kids get out of school, they can find negative things to do. But this is great to hear.
That's it. But I want to catch us up on some lizard news.
Let's do that.
We have everybody tuned in. So let's spill. What do we got? Shirts. We have races. We have all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I guess most of the listeners know about us, our team, and all, and kind of want to invite anybody that's not a member of our team that are listeners to jump on in there. You can do it on the forums or on the Facebook and just be our guest podcast Lizards and join the group. But I got to looking back kind of at the history, and you know, I sent you the first email September 23rd last year, and you know, I was thinking, you know, 20, 30, 40 of us get together, and just signed up member number 166.
So. Wow. I thought the same thing, and I was thinking 30 people, that's going to be a ton. 166.
Yeah.
And everybody, here's the thing.
It just keeps growing, and the support and banter, I guess, with each other is just continuing, just like George. I mean, you know, I can say I've got a friend, teammate in Hawaii now, and all over the country. So it's growing.
Here's the thing too about that, Mike, is that, you know, we have all these folks that have joined up and, you know, gotten on the team, and you know, and the thing is though, is that folks are staying active in supporting each other and getting out there. You know, like, it's not like we have 166 people, but you never see anybody encouraging each other on the social media. It's constant. You can't turn your head without seeing somebody complete a run and then 20, 30 other people, you know, hey, great job on that run. And that's what we're all about.
And it does mean a lot. It does. And I believe you said on one of the shows before, you know, you're one runner there in Missouri. You go out and run, walk, whatever, and you come back and sit down. You say, okay. You do that for a few weeks. But if you get this interaction going, it spreads. It spreads. It's a multiplication factor that's unreal.
That's right. I mean, it keeps you accountable. You know, I'm a competitive person, but I'm also compassionate and supportive. You know, I like to have somebody pushing me, though, and I love it. Like, Dave and I have been going back and forth, my good friend Dave Lawrence, on the Fitbit thing. And that guy is like he's like Iron Man. I mean, and I know him, but I like that I'm like in his area there so I can just keep battling with him. You know, and if I didn't have a group like this, I wouldn't hold myself accountable, wouldn't have that, you know, that fire. So I thank everybody who's been a part of this because you are helping me become better. And I hope that we're all doing that for each other. I mean, I'm definitely healthier this year than last year.
And the great thing I think about our team is we're not just the Iron Man. Dave is important, but so is the person that's just walking 10 minutes a day.
Yes.
That is just, if not more important.
Yeah, true.
Right.
Getting started and being a part of this. They're just as much or even more a part of this team because we want to help them, encourage them, support them to begin this. I know we talked about it on, we won't rehash my whole podcast, but it was 601 where we talked about how I ended up here because I was that person walking 10 minutes and had no comprehension whatsoever I would be involved with this. But it's just great.
It is. It is. And I mean, it's just, and you know, I joke about being competitive, but that's just because I grew up in sports, you know, and that's just who I was. But this team, you know, this group is so not competitive. We're all there for each other and would do anything for each other. But you said it. I mean, it just takes that first step and it's amazing.
And I, you know, when I first sent you that first letter, like I said, back in September, I saw us doing our first meetup, you know, I believe I said the Tower Terror Meet or Marathon Weekend 2015. And then here comes Mary Jo Collins in. Well, we're going this year. We had our first meetup in January of this year, and I've never even been to a Disney meetup. I didn't even know what this involved. I mean, I didn't know if we had to have name tag. It was great. I mean, you put faces with these people, and as this thing grows, it becomes more than just, you know, somebody online or just posting on a Daily Mile or Runkeeper thing. It becomes friends
yes.
sharing.
Exactly, because I was at that meet, and it was so great. You know, it was great to finally meet you, and then it's great to, you know, see other people who are like-minded and, you know, are interested in getting active and, you know, doing the races and running and walking. And it was just, it was a great experience for sure. So
and
can't
I
wait till the next one.
Encourage folks not to think, well, this is a marathon. This is a, you know, think 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road that I could go down. You know, this is, like we said, I know everybody can't come to each race, but pick you a race, a 5K, that you can go be involved with this. And Disney is our link. Let's face that. Running's not our link. There's plenty of runners in this world. But Disney and the Be Our Guest podcast family is our link that ties us together.
Totally agree there. That's so true. I mean, you know, the running is kind of on the outskirts. I mean, it's something that we can do to help our lives and, you know, become a little bit healthier. But, man, we get to go to a Disney destination. That's what it's all about.
And I know you're going to be talking to Michelle later today, but I encourage anybody wanting to start to go listen to the Mickey Miles podcast, mm-hmm. episode number one. They have kind of an introduction episode where they're introducing each other. But go listen to, if you've never done any type get out, any type, just go listen to episode number one, and there's great information on there on how to get this started. You and I aren't the experts in this, but we know experts. we hang around with experts.
That's true. We can point you in the right direction. I can tell you that much. And
yeah,
I think you made a great point that, you know, hopefully today we're up to 166. Maybe by the end of today's show, it'll be like a 170 or 180. Because the thing is if you want, you know, just because I think everybody kind of wants to maybe just get out there and walk around the block. And it's the summertime now for all of us. And, you know, just join the group and just see. Once you join the group and you're on the, you know, especially if you're on Facebook, you know, just post that, hey, I got out there and I walked around the block. You're going to get kudos. And you know what? That's going to make you feel kind of good. And then maybe tomorrow night you'll walk around the block again. And, you know, even if you only walk around the block a couple times, all of a sudden you'll see quickly you'll be able to walk around the block twice. And, you know, that's huge. So, you know, we encourage you, if you haven't joined the Lizard Group, our you know, just running squad, and we're not runners, you know, we call it the running squad. It's easy to talk about that way. But just join us, you know, and get the encouragement. I love supporting people because I've gotten so much back too.
Absolutely. It's been great. I mean, you know, just me personally, I'm not a runner, or I guess now I am. But I never considered myself a runner, and running was definitely not something that I did. You know, I always joked that I would only run if someone was chasing me with a, you know, knife or apparently a gun, because
a bear.
So, you know, but I would not run. You know, I hated the mile in high school, and, you know, it was something that I dreaded. And, so, you know, when the whole thing kind of came up together was the whole Run Disney Atlanta meet and then the Lizards, it all sort of came together at one time. So, you know, that's when I joined the Lizards, of course. And, you know, because otherwise before I'd been like, oh, I don't do this. So I don't know that I'll, you know, I'd be a successful Lizard. So, you know, I started doing it. And now, you know, I'm running, you know, 2 miles with no problems at all, having, you know, absolutely no issues. Right now the heat's really killing me because I can only run outside because I don't have a treadmill. So, the heat's really killing me, and it doesn't get dark here until like 9:30 at night. And so at that point, I'm like done.
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
6 o'clock in the morning, Ricky. It's easy. 5:30.
I do that.
It's sick. I get up early to do that.
But, you know, I do still try to go. Well, I'm not doing like 2 times a week like I was doing. I'm still trying to get out there at least once a week just to keep the running going and keep myself training. And, you know, Brian and I are now going out, you know, almost every night, and we're taking a walk around the neighborhood, and our walks are getting stronger. So that's good too. So, and of course, as everybody knows, you know, the Lizards is really what drove me to sign up for the, you know, 10K. I mean, I couldn't have done it without you guys. And so now I have to train for 6 miles, which I still haven't hit anywhere close to yet, but I'm training. And so once the, you know, the cooler weather hits here in Atlanta, which will be not till November, then, you know, I'll really start training a little more hardcore, but, you know, cause I know I can do it. So, you know, I'm already at the 2 miles and almost 3. So I know I can, you know, make my way through the other 3. Plus that last 3 miles, that's through Epcot anyway. So, you know, that'll be easy to go through. The first 3 will be hard because there's nothing, you know, there's no Epcot to look at, but the last 3 will be easy. It's through Epcot.
No, it's all adrenaline when you're at a Disney race, I'm telling you. And you know what? Dave's in the chat room. His ears must have been burned. I love it. Dave Lawrence in the chat room, and he's got the best advice. He says, just get out there. Don't compare yourself to anyone else.
Exactly.
We're all faster than some and slower than others. And Ricky, he says you're a real runner, and you just heard it from Dave, man. That's it.
I don't feel like I am, but I guess, you know, I guess I kind of am. So, I mean, I'm in running pants today, so...
I'm in yoga pants.
And we welcome cheer, folks.
So later...
Cheer
so later,
squad.
Yes, later when you guys hear me huffing and puffing, it's because I went out for a run. No, not really.
Hey, I understand the humidity.
Yes. Oh, my God. It's murder here. Yeah, so,
It's tough. The T-shirts, just to update, and I'll update. I am going to post this weekend our order. We're ordering our BR Guest, whatever color green it is, T-shirts, running shirts. So we'll have them for the fall races and coming up this year. So what I'm going to do is I've taken in as best I could the orders. Well, I'm going to post that on our Facebook page, and the ones on the forums, I'll PM them their orders, and we're going to leave it out there for a couple more weeks. But by the end of June, the last day of June, we're sending out for the T-shirt, so that'll be the final order. Just to give an update on that, and then, like I said, I'll update on the Facebook page. So.
And we've gotten over 100 shirts, correct?
Oh yeah, right. 115.
That's amazing.
We've got the women's shirts cut is going to be a V-neck, and the men's a crew neck. The men's, which doesn't mean a man can't order a V-neck or a lady a crew neck, but the crew the men's shirt will be the crew neck shirt and the men's cut. And like I said, a local guy here, he's getting the exact. He told me it's going to be the exact same shirt that I had the first round, the Columbia Tech shirt. So.
And that's a sweet shirt. I mean, we're going this way. One, it's way cheaper than going through Custom Ink like we did the first time. And the first time we did Custom Ink, I mean, the shirts got so messed up for a lot of people. Like mine came fine and I had no issues, but a lot of people ended up getting the wrong sizes. It got sent to the wrong address. So we're just trying to make it as easy and as cheap. You know, we know money's tight, but these are really nice running shirts, and they're going to keep you safe out there too. They're very bright and they're easy to see.
Exactly, I wear them during the twilight hours. If I'm out at all during the twilight hours, like you say, it is very safe. But this is a great thing, great thing.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, Mike, personally, you got me inspired because this all started because we got talking Disney and got talking running. And, you know, you told your story about how you had overcome some challenges in your life and got out there and got more active and it helped you. And, you know, I was at that point in my life. We just got back from the cruise and Ricky sent me a picture. I'm like, I need to do something. And, you know, the kind of combining the two really got me to moving. And, you know, I'm glad that we get to share this journey with a lot of people. And it's always a two-way street. You know, I'm getting so much out of this by people just, you know, a simple like after, you know, getting back from a run on Runkeeper. I might not respond to that every time, but I'm telling you what, it helps me get out there the next time. So I thank you for captaining up this team because you're doing a tremendous job of keeping us all, you know, keeping all the logistics taken care of and most of all inspiring us all and encouraging us all. So, you know, I can't thank you enough and I can't wait to get to run with you down at one of these races.
Really? We need to meet each other.
Hey, I know. I'm saying that finally, you know, hey, January, we're going to be running together, buddy. I'm telling you.
That's it. Marathon. I'll be there for you first.
That's it, man. It's going to be I can't believe I'm doing a marathon and I'm pumped about it, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And I never thought, what did I tell you on my pod? I did one and only. That was it. I was through with them. And through peer pressure, lizard peer pressure, I'm doing it again in January.
Oh, man. So, we have such a fun group. We have a lot of us doing our first ones, too.
I'll give this shout out, though. Like I say, Michelle Scrinner McLean and Mike Scopa and all the guys. Deb Wheels is coming on soon. Team All Ears, I joined it last year. Those guys really showed me the camaraderie, the friendships, and the support that comes through something like this. And that's where, you know, I joined that and saw that and felt that. I come in on the tail end since that was the last year of Team All Ears. I came in on the tail end of that, so I didn't get the grasp, but I could see through them, Eddie McCoy, all those guys, their family. I mean, they're mm-hmm. And I already knew our BI guest family. I said, we can do this. We can do this.
So that's a great fit.
Here we are. I mean, and I was thinking, like I said, when we started, we wouldn't even be going by now, that we'd be still planning our first meet and getting everything together. And here we are. I mean, we're leaps and bounds ahead of where I ever thought we'd be come June of this year.
And it's so funny in the chat, Mike. Michelle Scribner-McLean just tuned into our chat. She just tuned into the show, and she's like, oh, perfect time, because you're sitting there, you know, you're talking about how all this got started, and you're exactly right.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, too, it's awesome because there's a lot of us that are looking at, you know, I was talking to my wife about this. I think that there's, you know, the podcast, we have all kinds of demographics when it comes to the podcast listeners, but I would say a lot of folks are between maybe 25 and, you know, 50, 60, I think a lot,
right.
You know, and
right.
Everybody, you know, we need to, when you're 18, you don't have to think about staying active. You just are. But like when you hit 40, life forces you to kind of get out there and you have to start thinking about how can I, you know, make sure that I don't sit on my butt all day, you know, and actually get out there for 30 minutes and walk or just, you know, go just get up and do things. And I think, like I said, you know, thanks to you and thanks to folks like Michelle and Mike with the Mickey Miles podcast, it gives us not only a reason to get out there, but also gives us some ideas and methods, and we can bounce ideas off people who've been there and done that. Because, like, I've never run a marathon, but I feel like, and I don't know exactly how it's exactly going to go. I've done a lot of half marathons, but I feel comfortable because of the stories I've heard and the advice I've heard from folks like Jeff Galloway on their show. You know I can do it. You know, a year ago, that was a superhuman feat, and I still look at people that have done a marathon and I'm in awe of them, you know, but I'm starting to see that it's not a matter of being a superhuman person. It's just a matter of persistence and getting out there and sticking to a plan. So I think it's great that we can all do this together.
We are lizards.
We're all one big team,
man.
All right, well, I appreciate that. All right, well, Mike, thanks for the call, and thanks again. Thank you so much for all you do. You know, you've inspired me so much, and it's going to be great to cross that line in January and get to, you know, give you a big hug and thank you in person.
You'll feel it. You'll feel it. There's nothing like it.
I appreciate nothing it, buddy. I appreciate it so much.
Well, let me go dive back in 60 teenagers. This has definitely been enjoyable.
Better you than me, buddy. You'll keep taking care, and we'll talk to you maybe later on tonight if they don't hold you hostage.
Okay, I'll be listening when I can.
Okay, Mike, take care, buddy.
Thanks,
guys.
All right, bye.
Bye.
I love it. And let me just tell you guys, you know, Mike has done so much for our podcast and our running group. I mean, he's spearheaded. He's taken the bull by the horns, and he's done all this. This is all him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. 166 people.
That's crazy.
And Ricky's running for, you know, come on. I mean, what other miracles can this guy work?
I know, right? Like, I totally am running, and it's just crazy because Brian's always been the runner in the family. Like, I've just been like, okay, have a good run, enjoy running. And, so it's crazy the fact that I'm out there and running, and, you know, it's just, and, you know, Brian's going to run the whole marathon this year, which is crazy as well. So, you know,
there's so many of us doing that. I mean, it's like Adam's running his first marathon. I'll be running my first marathon. And it's Michelle's in the chat room listening. It's because of folks like you. Look what you're doing. It's crazy though. No, it's great. You know, my wife the other day told me, you got to not run so much. I never thought I would hear those words in my life. I mean, let me just tell you, I'm like, wait, what?
Yes. Well, you know, that's just because you're too skinny. So.
But I'm sitting here eating my leftovers from our anniversary dinner last night.
That's
at the Japanese place.
You guys had probably a really good good dinner.
Kitaro out in Okinawa.
Totally a me and Mike thing, but I was totally craving emos like really bad a couple days ago. So that sucked. I miss emos so much.
It's all right. Yeah, it's okay, I guess. Yeah, right. There's other places I'd rather go. And Sarah, you know, like folks like Sarah, she's in the chat room. You know, I see inspiration in all these people and their stories. And, you know, that's why I think I've started to believe I will do this marathon. You know, I'm not doubting it. I was worried about getting swept. I think I can do this now. And it's a great feeling because now it's gone from, you know, because of course you couldn't sign up for it for a couple months. And I'd been, you know, started running last July, but now it's like, it's a feeling of excitement more than scared. Like, mm-hmm. I can't wait. Like, it's going to be so much fun to get out there 26 miles.
Absolutely.
Not that I won't
I feel
be dying.
The same way.
Not that I won't be dying. Like, you know, once I hit, like, mile 13 and got to go another 13, I'll be like, oh, my God, what am I doing?
I won't be going, what did I do? Why did I sign up for this? I hate running.
I don't think I'll get there, though. I mean, I'm not saying, like, I won't be in pain and won't be, you know, like, oh, I got to, you know, do another 13, but I'm excited for the challenge. And I think that's it. I mean, so many people like Mike have overcome things tougher than running a marathon, but he celebrated with a marathon, you know, so it'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. So, and I love the encouragement, like just in our chat room right now, it's like, that's what this is all about. You know, it's everybody that are friends just saying you can do it. I mean, thank you to everybody in the chat room. I'm going to give it my best effort. I'm going to get there. Hopefully it'll be fun. Yeah. I can't wait. So
it will be.
All right, so let's reset here because we are. Oh, and I got to tell the story about. I had my first pedicure yesterday, by the way.
I
didn't check in there because I was scared. I didn't check in there because I was like, my dad will call me or something and be like, dude.
No, you sent a picture though.
But it wasn't me.
Of him sitting in a chair, and I was like, Mike has to be sitting in a chair too.
You use contacts.
I get my toes painted, so I know. And I was like, is Mike just sitting in the chair or is he doing something else?
But let me tell you, I went out for my evening walk after that. And now, ever since, man, my toe hurts. My big toe. Like that lady was digging on it so hard. And I screamed. I'll tell the story later. Let's reset.
This is a great story.
It is a good story. Don't let me forget. Oh, my God, the lady. And she wasn't speaking.
No, that does hurt sometimes. Though. Oh, like, you'll have like a hangnail and they'll be like digging in there. And you're like, sweet Jesus.
See, I didn't know. I was like, you know, it's our anniversary. We're having like an anniversary day to spend the day together.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. No, I screamed. Oh, my God. Because Pam's like, what? I'm like, it hurt because the lady didn't speak a lot of English, like, so I couldn't really communicate with her very well. Oh man, and it's still sore. Like, and I paid money for that anyway.
Yeah, you do.
So that's pretty much the story. Yeah, Pam wanted to get a reset here in a second.
I gotta say though, that's a pretty awesome bomb husband thing to do. And Brian would never do that. And I've like tried to talk him into it.
Well, see, I used to wouldn't get a massage either. And like we went and got a couples massage one time. Oh, dude, I'm all in on massages. My God, that feels so good. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'll try that. I mean, I didn't get my nails painted. They're not painted.
Sure they are.
They're just gnarly looking. But now they're sore. Now my big toe hurts. Anyway, so yeah, we're having our anniversary day. So we were talking, it was our 8th anniversary. And remember how we were talking before the podcast and I was trying to figure out? So
what'd you get her? Yes.
One of the things was linen and lace for 8 years.
Yes.
And so we went with a great idea that laces for a new pair of running and walking shoes for Pam. I'm choking.
Mike's dying. It's okay.
Whatever. Sorry about that. So I got her, you know, a new pair of good running shoes to wear because we're going to Disney in 2 weeks. And that way, because she's having some foot problems. So hopefully that'll help some, you know, like Nike, I forget what they're called. But anyway, guess what I got for our anniversary?
Oh,
and I got to post a picture of this. I haven't posted it yet. It is the bomb.
Your wife always does some amazing stuff.
It always has to do with like the year. Like she's creative.
She's pretty bomb about it.
She's the best gift giver because like she's creative. I'm not. Like I'm the worst gift giver in the world.
Hey, I helped you.
You did help me, but I'm still the worst gift giver. Like when I have to think of things. So you know what it was?
No, I have no idea. What did she get you?
What?
A hammock.
Oh.
Dude, and like it's a big hammock. I mean, it's got like a stand and everything. I'll have to take a picture from the thing. It's
so
gigantic.
Basically, when I come home, I will be. You'll just see me in your backyard.
Well, I won't be here. I'll be in Florida. Exactly. Come on over and chill in the hammock. This thing's huge. Like it'll hold like 4 people. It's huge.
Don't tempt me, dude.
Well, it was raining all day yesterday, so now it's under the carport. But I'm gonna put it in the backyard so I can look up at the stars at night. But yeah, and it's, you know what it is? We went on our honeymoon, speaking of Hotchberg, on Freedom of the Seas way back in the day in 2006. And on the front of their ship, they had hammocks. And it's almost the exact same hammock that was on the ship.
Oh, that's nice.
And it's made out of linen. Like, the thing's a linen.
That's nice.
That's the connection there.
I like it.
But anyway,
your wife, she's pretty good.
So,
I got to tell you.
So I got her, you know, running shoes and stuff. And so, like, we're laying there. She's like, I need a pedicure before vacation. I'm like, well, let's go get one now because her gift totally killed mine. So I was like, we can go get a pedicure. She's like, well, you can get one too. I'm like, all right, then let's try it.
Okay.
And now ever since my toe hurts.
Oh my God. It'll come back. I promise. It'll stop hurting in like, 24 hours.
Man,
you'll be fine.
It's sore.
I know. It is sore, but you'll stop hurting in 24 hours. Stop being a wimp.
And Jody keeps talking about this treadmill desk. I want one of those.
I know. It's pretty awesome.
Treadmill podcast.
Yeah. That you could.
I could get
you
my 50,000 steps badge, probably.
Oh my God, no.
I have a treadmill, but my mic doesn't reach all the way over. It's about 20 feet to my right. I'll have to take a picture.
Oh my,
all right, so let's reset here.
Yes, let's reset.
Let's talk pedicures.
Let's also give the number so people can call.
Yes. So first of all, we are raising money again for Give Kids the World Village down in Orlando. So any donation would be appreciated. We're trying to get to $10,000 before 11 o'clock Eastern tonight. We are well on our way, thanks to your donations and compassion. We are, let's hit the refresh button and check and see where we are currently. We are currently at, holy cow. We have surpassed $3,000 already today. We are at $3,128 donated to the great folks at Give Kids the World. Nice round of applause for our listeners.
Yay! My laptop almost fell off and hit the floor. So,
wow, that is a... Oh, thank you so much. So we are 31% to our goal by 11 o'clock tonight. So plenty of time to donate, but we're going to be giving away prizes. So get in there now so you can qualify for all the prizes. Let's read some of the names where we left off last time. And I'm trying to think... I believe we left off at Jimmy and Rhonda, so we're going to get to Valentina Betiol, and she says, good luck today. Looking forward to the 12 hours of fun and raising $10,000 for an amazing cause to Give Kids the World. So thank you, Valentina. Very, very generous donation. Thank you so much, Diane Butler, and thank you for that donation. I worked with her on one of her trips, and we are trying to get to meet up down at Walt Disney World during the media event. I didn't know what a media event was like. It was my first one. I didn't have 5 minutes to spare. But it was fun, no. but it's definitely not a vacation. So no. Sorry we didn't get to cross paths, but I'm sure we'll do that soon. We have Neil Parsons. He says, you guys are great and thank you for all that you do. So thank you so much, Neil, for the donation. We truly appreciate that. Jay and Melissa and baby Kayla, too. They gave $33 in honor of Club 33, a place they'll never get to see, it says. I love that.
That's funny.
That's a riot. Me too, guys. All right, Jan Reynolds, my good friend. She's a Rangers fan. I think it's a tough year for the Rangers. I believe Fielder just had to have surgery, and he's out for the year. If you want to talk baseball, we'll do that in the 10 o'clock hour.
Yeah, with the Parish.
Because the Cardinals are playing the Rays, and that's Matt's favorite team, I think.
That's true.
Anyway, so she says, in Disney World this week, missing the show, but wanted to get my pledge in. So thank you so much. She's not even listening because she's at Walt Disney World. You win, Jan. You're better. You win. I'm sitting in my basement. Cheryl Cordone, one of my great friends, Cheryl and Julie are sisters, and they have fun together. Man, these two travel together. They have a blast together. I mean, talk about sisters having a good time. They do it. And she says, so glad to support such a great charity and such a great podcast. Very generous donation, Cheryl. Thank you so much. And we'll get to we have so many still to get to. Man, we have so many. Like, we could almost go to 11 o'clock reading the donations.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, but we'll get to that. We have some calls coming in, so let's grab some of these calls. All right, hey, who's joining us? You're on the 12-hour live show.
Hi, this is Dawn Scott calling in.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Dawn.
Great.
Thanks for calling. So how can we help you? Thanks for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for your donation, by
the way.
I saw your name pop up when I was working on some stuff, so thank
you. You are welcome. Glad to help.
That's just incredible. Just thank you.
You're welcome.
So, anyway,
we're blessed, so we want to bless others. So.
They donated a very nice amount of money. Let's just put it that
thank
way.
You. Michael, we appreciate that.
Michael, read through later, but you know, yeah, you guys donated a very nice amount of money. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So, that's all. Continue.
So what's going on?
So, first of all, I just wanted to thank you guys for your show, and you've made me a Disney addict.
That's only the way to be.
We apologize. Yeah. We're sorry for that.
So, like Mike, I'm turning 40 this year, but at least I will be at the World when it happens.
Awesome.
You're doing it right. I was sitting at the kitchen table for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the hard part when you got a Thanksgiving one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Family. So anyway, I was calling to say hi, and just wondered if you guys had any ideas for my 40th birthday. Now remember, we will be there with a 4-year-old. Which park should I celebrate at?
I say you celebrate in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Just because 40 is like, people think you're old, but like, I'm 40 and I'm like an 18-year-old. If you look at me, I mean, I just think I act like an 18-year-old. Yep. I don't think I act like a 40-year-old. And so I think you need to keep that kid spirit and have fun at the Magic Kingdom. That's me.
Yep. I agree. Absolutely. 100%. Unless you want to go, I mean, I know you'll have the 4-year-old, but unless you want to kind of go drinking around the world a little bit, not like super, you know, like not like soup, not like the, you know, the
sip around the world
teenagers. Yeah. But sipping around the world is probably better. You know, go to a couple of countries and get a drink in each one. So not all.
Dessert around the world.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Now,
like
now
a much
you
better
win.
Option.
Yes.
That's what I would go with. Yes.
Unfortunately, I'll have my first half marathon the next week, so I can't really ruin everything I just worked for. So.
You're going to burn off a lot of calories in that half marathon. Just look at it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
That was the best sign when I did the Wine and Dine half marathon. I remember it was at mile 12. One of the cast members was holding a sign. It said something like, "You have burned 2,694 calories at this point. Go put them back on at the party."
That's awesome.
I was like, that is awesome. I love signs.
That's awesome.
I like that. Well, yeah, hey, man, 40 is the new 20, so you're going to have a blast either way.
For sure.
Yeah, I told my husband I needed to be away from Springfield, Ohio when I turned 40. And so thank goodness he agreed.
And you got a good husband there. That's good stuff.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much. And, you know, early happy birthday. And definitely let us know how the trip goes. And maybe we'll do a Monday show when you get back, because that'd be a fun show to do.
Awesome. I would love it.
I'd love that, too. So make sure you give me a holler.
I will. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you again for the great donation. We appreciate that. And all the folks at Give Kids the World are going to help a lot of people. Thank you again.
You guys are welcome. Thank you, guys.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Got lots of calls coming in here, and we're going to keep them coming. Hey, who's joining us on the 12-hour live show today?
Hi, it's George from the United Kingdom.
Hey, George.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Awesome. And yourself?
Great. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. It's nice and sunny here in England, and I'm listening to the live show. What could be better?
And it's not the middle of the night. You know, it's, well, I guess it wouldn't be sunny in the middle of the night either, though.
Yeah, that's nice as well.
It is nice.
Thank you for your donation, George. We really appreciate it.
Yes.
Welcome. It's amazing to support such a worthy cause because, you know, they make so much magic for all these families who truly need it. So it's wonderful to be able to just even make, you know, just a small contribution to it.
Hey, every little bit helps. And, you know, we really do appreciate that.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Thank you.
So what do you think about what's going on in the Disney community, like in the Disney news that you want to talk about today? There's got to be something.
Well, actually, my dad and I are going to Disneyland Paris in a couple of weeks, and so we're hoping to catch the soft opening of the Ratatouille.
Awesome!
So we're quite excited about that.
That'll be cool.
I hear that that's going to be fabulous. So it looks like it's going to be really fun. And there's a restaurant too that they have, right? They have a ride and a restaurant. It's like a whole little mini land, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like I think it's called Le Place de Remy or something. I'm sorry, my French accent's horrendous, but anyway, it's kind of like a mini land within Toon Studio in the Walt Disney Studios park, and it's modeled on lots of different parts of Paris. So you've got the ride and then the restaurant, and then there's a gift shop, which ironically isn't opening until I think October, which is unusual considering the ride's opening in July. But
that is unusual. Not with the attraction. Oh, it sounds like a fabulous experience. Oh my gosh. Someday it's on my bucket list to go to like all the, you know, different, Disneylands around the world. And so obviously that will be one of them to, you know, get to. So, but yeah, it looks like from what I see, and I only get bits and pieces of the, Paris, stuff because, you know, I don't really follow it. I don't think there's a whole lot of blogs and stuff like that that really follow the Disneyland Paris community anyway. So, you know, you only get little bits and pieces from, you know, people who've traveled over there from here that blog about, you know, Walt Disney World or Disneyland. So, but everything I've seen about it, it looks really amazing and really cool. The Ratatouille ride is like, it's the trackless, which, oh my gosh, why have they not put that over here at Walt Disney World? Anything, you know, that the trackless ride system. It looks incredible, and I would really love to see something with this trackless ride system, but it looks like a really fun ride, I think, at least. So I don't know what you think, but I think it looks
fun. Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it's not opening officially till July 10th, so there's a chance we might catch the soft opening. We might not, so we're not kind of putting our expectations too high, but we'll at least be able to kind of walk around and see. Apparently they're starting to play the background music and everything. They've got the fountain going, so we're looking forward to just spending some time there, enjoying the atmosphere, and you know, just kind of enjoying how the Imagineers have kind of brought Paris, you know, the city into Paris, you know, the Paris Disneyland Paris theme park, which I think will be quite an interesting kind of combination.
Now you've been to Disneyland Paris before?
Yes, I have in 2005, but I was only 7 years old then, so I don't have
too much memory bubble.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to going again.
So what was your favorite part about the park, you know, as a seven-year-old? Obviously, things have changed now, but, you know.
Yeah. I think, really, when I was seven, I was really taken aback by, you know, just the sheer beauty of that park. And obviously, you know, every Disney park in the world is beautiful in its own right. But Disneyland Paris, and a lot of people I've spoken to have said this as well, it's a bit different to all the others because it's kind of got that European influence. So the castle, it's very different. You know, it's pink, which is, you know, different to in the Magic Kingdom and everything. And what I do remember is just the level of detail there is absolutely stunning. It, you know, it's just like the Animal Kingdom. It's really immersive. You know, there's Adventureland in particular is absolutely wonderful. Pirates of the Caribbean is absolutely incredible. And I remember once, before we went, we got to actually ride it twice in a row, which was nice because we got there right at the start of Extra Magic Hours and said there was no one else there. So that was a cool experience because we were only people in the boat.
That's awesome.
That does sound fun.
That sounds so cool. So
I got to get, you know, once I get to Disneyland, then, you know, I'm going to have to get out.
Once he gets on a plane.
I don't know. Yeah. I might. I'm taking small steps.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Everybody else is braver than I am.
Yes, we are.
When I've decided, though, when I do fly, I'm going to watch the movie The Right Stuff on my iPad while I'm flying.
Okay.
You know what that movie's about?
No.
Chuck Yeager breaking the sound barrier.
Oh.
For the first time. Never mind. Okay. Our listeners will know. We have a lot of aviation fans.
We do.
Well, George, it sounds like you're going to have a great trip, though, and definitely follow up with us and let us know how it goes. We appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to. Yeah, definitely. I'll post on the forums, possibly.
Yeah, we appreciate everything you do on the forums, too. We love that you keep the conversation going over there, too. We thank you so much for doing that.
Yes.
Oh, it's no problem. Thanks for, you know, creating this amazing community where we can all interact with each other. It's absolutely wonderful, and I'm so glad that I found the BR Guest podcast and that I'm able to be part of this wonderful family of Disney fans. So thank you just for everything, really.
I love having a friend over in the UK, and you are a true friend. So thank you so much, and thanks again for the donation. Thanks for calling today.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call. It's lovely to talk to you all again.
You too, George. Take care. Good
Bye,
talking
George.
To you, bud.
Bye, George.
Bye, George.
Bye. Nice to talk to you. Bye.
See you, though.
Bye-bye.
Jody said we were just talking to Harry Potter. It's great, though. I love this. I mean, it is worldwide. That's exactly what this is. All right. So we have our next caller on the line. Thank you so much for your patience. You're on the 12-hour live show.
How's it going, Mike?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
You have the voice to podcast.
Yeah.
You think?
Maybe.
I'll give it a shot.
You should.
So I feel like a bad Bogpea family member. Your April live show was on my birthday, and I ended up sick as a dog after getting home from vacation and didn't call in, and then I missed the May show. So
the whole April show was dedicated to you, man. You missed it. It was like,
well, Melissa and me, we share a birthday. But the last time we talked, there was snow on the ground. It's been a while.
Oh, man. Oh. We don't need any of that. That stuff can stay away after this year. I do not want to see snow.
No. unless it's related to Frozen.
That's But I mean, when you have a 6-year old, I'm almost froze out.
Yeah, I bet you are.
This house is frozen. And the rumor is they may sing toward the end of tonight's show a different song from the movie.
Uh-oh.
So just heads up on that.
I think you guys should all take a turn singing, and then we can vote on the friend feed. As to who was the best performance.
That will be a no.
That's not going to happen. No.
I think that's a carrot to dangle, you know? If we're getting close to the goal, but we got to push it over.
We'll have to think of something
else.
I got Ricky to sing a couple years ago, so I'm going to keep trying this.
I sang Frozen. I sang Let It Go before we were recorded. Mike was playing it. I was singing.
We heard it. I know.
Yeah, if you're on the Mixler, you heard it. Yeah,
that's the closest you're gonna get. I was working and distracted, and so I was singing. So,
and I was trying to fix it. I'm like, something's wrong with my computer. What is that sound? And
why is that the screeching noise coming through my stereo? Yeah, exactly.
It's
like the extra feed on Big Brother. You know, it's like, you know, hearing you guys before and after the show.
Yeah, they had the.
Yeah, we should sell these. They're the live feeds.
There you go.
Speaking of Big Brother, no, just kidding.
No, we will probably have.
I'm bummed. It premieres the night that we're the last night of our cruise. Oh,
that's
so bummed about that. Why are they starting in June?
turn this boat around. We need to get back to the live feed.
I need signal. I need internet. I need the live feeds. Anyway.
That get really expensive on the cruise.
Yeah, no kidding. So, well, today, on a Disney note, tell us about your podcast, because I know that I kind of gave a general explanation of it, but, you know, you're in the driver's seat, so let us know about that.
Yes.
Well, you know, much like a lot of things in the world, you know, social media, Twitter in this case, brought four guys together that are all from the Northeast.
Is this like the real world four guys come together? No.
Well, you know, we figured there's no template out there for four people doing a podcast together.
No.
Yeah, that never happened. Definitely not four guys.
No, no.
And definitely nobody from the Northeast. So we're going in uncharted waters here.
Absolutely. I mean, this is totally brand new material. Yes.
We're trying. So, yeah, no, seriously, though, it was, you know, we were talking about it a little bit, and it's Mike, who's at DVC Winner, and Pauly, who's at Yo Pauly NJ. And Sal, who is actually the veteran podcaster among us, because he's from the Team Disney podcast back in the day, he is at The Best Magic. And me, who's CT underscore Mickey underscore man, and they mock my underscores relentlessly. we all came together and said, hey, you know, all four of us love Disney, and let's just start doing a show. So we got together on Skype and started talking, and we kind of framed out what we thought might be a fun and entertaining podcast. And so we seem to be growing. Yeah, we're up to, we just actually, I tried to call in before noon, and we literally just recorded a show. And I said, oh, I'll give you guys a call now that I'm off the recording. So we are up to, let's see, episodes. Oh, God, I'm really unprepared. I think we're on seven now.
Yeah, I think it's maybe seven. Well, six. I thought six was the last one.
You guys are like 700, so I can understand you guys not keeping track. I'm just, you know. Forgive me, I'm medicated. I'll go with that. We basically, you know, we take off each show, and I host a segment called The Disney View. So we started actually the timing of Hollywood Studios' 25th anniversary, and then the next three episodes we kind of did our view on each of the parks, and we've dove into a couple of resort reviews. We did a special Father's Day episode that was last week's show. And we also want to take some time to bring on the Disney view of either other members of the Disney community, be them, you know, famous podcasters that have done 700 plus shows, or
Ricky and Pam,
or you know, potentially owners of travel agents, or
paying your two for two.
People with blogs.
Yeah, I don't know who that could be. Yeah.
just folks, you know, Disney fans, much like ourselves, that just kind of been listening along and being part of a community over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years as this thing has grown to having our own show now. So each week we do the Disney View, and then Sal gives us a little bit of Disney news with some either wanted or sometimes unwanted commentary from the rest of us. And then we finish the show heading into the dreaded Pauly's Corner, where Pauly decides on a question that will be themed based on that show's Disney view. For example, can I give you a preview of the show that we'll release? We release on Thursdays, by the way. I'll give you an insider preview for Thursday's Pauly's Corner. This is unprecedented. We've never done this before, any of our seven times. The show is going to be themed to, what did we do this week? We did an Art of Animation Resort review. Ooh. And Paul let us, as part of Pauly's Corner, take on designing, he did a little inventory, the handful of values, handful of moderates, and the resorts right now are sort of dominated by Deluxe and DVC. So he wanted us to come up with a resort that would fit in the sort of value to moderate scale and place it in a location and theme it as we deem fit. And, you know, much like Art of Animation took on an animation and multiple, properties, I guess, theme. You know, it was pretty wide open as to what you would want to theme. And sometimes he likes to take the voting to the public and let the listeners either email or tweet in with their responses of whose idea they like the best. Sometimes he likes to deem it himself. Since it is Pauly's Corner, he gets to be judge, jury, and executioner.
Well, because Sal doesn't like the tweet.
That's how Pauly's Corner works. And I will tell you, honestly, we are always caught completely off guard. So we kind of joke that winning is losing because whoever wins the previous week has to go first the following week.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's kind of how we've been going, and it's been a lot of fun. You know, I certainly love talking Disney. I love getting on here as much as I can to talk with you guys, and now I have, I guess, my own forum from which to speak, which is a blast. I mean, it's really kind of listening in to four guys from the Northeast that are all friends talking about Disney stuff.
That's what I mean. It's great to have another show out there to listen to, and again, because I know Mike, and I know you, and I know Paulie. I've been talking. I don't know Paulie, but I've been talking to him over social media for a long time. I don't know Sal as well, but again, like you said, it's fun to go out on a run or on a walk or during your commute to listen to four friends talk Disney. Man, that's what it's all about, and we appreciate you guys putting that out there.
Well, thanks. I mean, like I said, we're having fun with it. We're just trying to get the word out a little bit too, to see if we can get more people involved, get more listeners on hand, and it's funny because I hate to pigeonhole us as the Northeast podcast because there's really. Other than the occasional reference to something Northeast, much like, your Mexican restaurant in St. Louis that I have no idea anything about.
Los Fuentes. You start to hear those. I'm hungry again. Thanks. Now I'm starving.
Is it Los Fuentes?
Los Fuentes.
Los Fuentes.
I got to get out there.
It's a female name.
Don't. Ruiz's is better, but
no,
Mike won't.
Good try.
Mike won't go to Ruiz's, so.
We'll do a couple of Northeast references here and there, but, otherwise it's, you would think, I guess, I want to point out that we're not always common in our perspective. We all vacation slightly differently. Mike won the Year of a Million Dreams DVC, so he is traditionally a DVC resort stay guy. Sal likes to go to the Valley Resorts. Beck and I sometimes will stay at Swan or Dolphin. If we're mixing in lately, our love has been Port Orleans. So it's even just our resort choices are all over the lot for what we would all do. So I think it's kind of fun. It's hopefully you'll check us out.
Yeah, podcasting is a ton of fun, let me just say. And I mean, listening to podcasts is a blast, too. So in our chat room, they're asking, what's the official name of the show and, how can they find it? Folks are trying to find it for you.
All right, so we are on Twitter. We're on Podbean. We're on Stitcher. Or you can go to thebestmagic.net, I believe is the website, for Sal's website where he has the link to it. But if you were in iTunes and you searched for Northeast Podcast or Disney Northeast Podcast, we should come up. On Twitter, we're at WDWNEPodcast, and our email address right now is WDWNEPodcast@gmail.com.
Sweet.
And of course, if you're following me, I can certainly send you there as well, and I will hop in the friend feed and post a link as soon as I figure out how to post a link.
Sweet.
Well, I'm not the tech guy on the crew.
Me neither, man. But I'm trying to figure things out as I go. I can tell you that much. Try to do it. But I don't. If you heard the first 50 minutes of the show, not always successful.
But it's podcast gold anyway.
Yeah,
let's go with that. Gold.
It will not be coming out on the feed as a podcast episode. It'll amazingly disappear when I edit. But yeah.
Sometimes
what happened? Yeah.
Like what? There was nothing missing there. Anyway, so no, we appreciate.
If we can't make them laugh with us, we'll make them laugh at us.
That's true. That's more of that, I think. For me, at least. But, Dean, thanks for calling in today. Thank you so much for that great donation to Give Kids a World. You guys are great friends.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate that.
I had a quick question,
actually. Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Talking about the Tower of Terror weekend. When can we expect the schedule of events, if you will? We were looking in. I know, Mike, I talked to you real quick about this, and I'm not sure if it's settled yet. We're looking into getting the party tickets and. If we can join the group, we'd love to. So I don't know if you guys have thoughts on that. If you think we don't really have to worry about that weekend for the party, it probably won't sell out. But if you had any more info, I'd love to hear about it.
I do know that party, you're talking about Mickey's Not So Scary, right?
Yeah, Mickey's Not So Scary.
I do know that weekend does typically, it is usually a sold out party. However, I don't think it usually sells out until a couple days before.
Yeah, it did sell out last year.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
It did sell out last year.
I know that.
Okay.
But I don't think it sells out until a few days before. I mean, obviously, if you want to go, you want to make sure and get tickets. But
We probably have Thursday or Sunday from which to choose. So
and that's it. I go, and this is just we're going to decide. But I mean, some people went on Sunday night last time. I'll be going on Thursday night because I'll just be getting there on Thursday, and I leave after the race on Saturday night. I'm not there on Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So my family will be going to the party on Thursday night. So. Some people are there for longer and they don't get there by then. It just depends. But I know we'll be going on Thursday night. That's what we've traditionally done with the party with a lot of folks. We go on the Thursday night party.
But there, you'll always find people who do one or the other or sometimes both. So, I mean, it's not like, you know, you won't have BOGPers there.
Yeah, last year we had people at both, a lot of people at both.
Yeah. Doing them both. We call that the Forester, right?
No, I mean either.
I like it. Any excuse to extend a vacation,
trick or
I
treat?
Think.
Absolutely. All right, well, thank you guys for everything. I appreciate the time.
Hey, we appreciate it, bud. You take care, and good luck with that show.
I'm gonna
I'm to get on there with you guys, so we'll hook something up once I get back from
vacation. Absolutely, yeah, we'd love to have you.
All right, I appreciate it. Take care, Dean.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dean.
He's another one that got me into the running thing. He's run a full marathon.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
And he encourages me all the time, like, you can do it. He used to tell me that years ago. Unbelievable. Yeah. So, all right, so let's see here. Let's kind of reset again. Man, yep. We've had a lot of calls today, and that's what this is all about. I love this. It's so fun. I love podcasting. Oh, my gosh. New total. We are 33. We're exactly one-third of the way to our goal here at 1:51 p.m. Eastern. And we have till 11 p.m. Eastern. Guys, we have a lot of time. I can't do the math.
We can knock off early.
Yeah, we're out of here by prime time. We'll be done by supper. No, we're going to keep going regardless. We're going to go beyond 10 if we have to. But $3,333 raised so far. Thanks so much for your compassion and generosity today. That's incredible. Unbelievable. So please, if you haven't donated, go by BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Click on the donate link. You got all the information you need to give kids the world. Give us a message there. Tell us what you want us to spread to the world here on the podcast. And of course, you know, we're going to cut this up in 1 hour segments and put this out throughout the year, especially while I'm on vacation over the next couple weeks.
Right.
That's why we do it then, now, so that I can have something to put out while I'm on vacation. I love it. So let's get back to the folks who've donated.
Okay.
I think we left off here. Tina, one of our great agents over at the Magic for Less Travel, she said there is no better way to help spread Disney magic than helping these kids. Totally agree with that, Tina. Thank you so much for making magic every day. Thank you for that donation. John Riley, BOGP is the greatest, the only podcast with a heart. No, I wouldn't say we're the only podcast with a heart. We have a heart, but I think other ones do too. But thank you so much for that very kind donation. That's awesome. We have Diane Watkins, the Disney panel, Disney Parks Moms panelist 2014. That's who called in earlier, right?
Nope. Different one.
Different one. Lots of moms panelists. I love this. Yeah. So happy to donate to such an awesome charity. Thank you so much, Diane. Thank you for spreading the magic on the moms panel. We love moms panelists. George Hart. We just talked to George not too long ago. Everybody said he was Harry Potter. He goes by Blogger Disney on the internet. Thank you for the magical live show. It's amazing to support such a wonderful charity. I'm so proud to be a member of the BOGP family. We're so proud to have you as a friend.
Nice.
George is like the sweetest guy. Like he's like so kind-hearted. All right. Next we have the Stouts, and they had a great donation. So thank you to the Stouts. Kelly?
Oh, the Stouts are my friends, by the way.
Oh, I don't even know who they are. They didn't leave a message.
Yeah, no, they live in St. Louis. They're friends of mine. I was like, wait, I know that name. And
okay, good,
because
they didn't leave a message. I was like, it's
I actually went to elementary school with Trisha. So, it's not the Trishas that we know that listen to the show, but it's a different Trish. And I've known Trish since elementary school, which is kind of cool. So
maybe I was a substitute teacher for Trish too.
Not that school. I was Commons Lane.
Oh,
only
Commons
Mike
Lane.
And I know. I used to go there. So yeah.
Anyway. All right. Kelly had a nice donation. No message there, but just thank you so much, Kelly, for that great donation. The Dillon family says in honor of Nia's 12th birthday and to inspire hope and wish families. So thank you so much, Nia. Happy birthday, Nia.
Yay, happy birthday.
Yay, happy birthday.
12, that's a big one.
That is a big one.
That's a tough one for parents, I think.
I'm sure
like,
it is.
Once you get to be 12, man, it's on.
You're not quite a kid anymore, and you're not quite that teenager. Yeah.
Super awkward. The Yerkes family, Mark up there in Chicago, thank you so much for the great donation. Miss you guys, man. Miss you guys. I mean, you talk about a place that got hammered by snow this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, that's true.
Every time Mark was posting, it was like, oh, we got another foot of snow. Got another foot of snow. Yep. Heather Friedman, thank you so much for the great donation. Heather, we appreciate that. Chris, we talked to Chris earlier. She says, good luck with the fundraiser. We're at WW Maniacs, and they have a website. It's
DisneyNut1958.blogspot.com.
Yes, it's DisneyNut1958.blogspot.com.
Sorry. DisneyNut is somebody else. I don't know who that is. I think I used to remember the one.
Okay. Craig Mason, thank you so much for the very kind donation. We just got to keep going. This list is getting so long.
Oh, we're only in hour
two, three.
I know.
We're already screwing everything up. Yay!
So, Craig Mason, thank you so much for the very kind donation. Sue Dudkowski, one of my great running buddies virtually. You know, she got out there and ran the Niagara half marathon a couple of weeks ago. I mean, she's one of those that really pushes me on Fitbit. I love it. She's one of my competitors and inspirations up there. We were always battling on Fitbit. I'm like, Sue's going to pass me. I got to get out there and walk around the block another seven times. So thank you, Sue, and your family. You got a great family. Thank you. The very, very kind donation. Julie Banwart, she says, you guys are doing God's work today, and I'm so honored to be a part of the BOGP family. Thanks for all you do. Thank you so much, Julie. Really appreciate that. Lauren Cadaldi May, love listening to the podcast to and from work. Keep up the great work. All right, so we'll leave off there and pick up some more in a little bit. Awesome. Again, brguestpodcast.com. Give your donation. Give it to the great folks at Give Kids a World. That's why we're here today. And this is, you know, some people ask throughout the year, like, how can we help the show? This is really all we ask. You know, this is it. We just want to help these people. This is it. This is all we need.
This is it.
This and support our sponsors. Those are the two things.
That too.
You know, if you're going to book a vacation, book it with the Magic for Less. If you're going to buy, you know, if you want to have a touring plan, touringplans.com. And if you want to have an awesome countdown app and other apps, virtualmickey.com.
There you go.
They keep us on the air. All right. So they pay the bills.
They do.
So.
You want to give it another prize?
Let's do that. And then, you know what? At the top of the hour, I want to do, because we're going to chop this up into another podcast episode. I want to do an episode. Okay. We're going to do an episode like we would kind of normally. But, I mean, we're not going to do any introductions and stuff because we're all here. Okay. But it's going to be about the My Disney Experience app. So it's going to be interactive. So everybody, if you're sitting at home.
On the fly, man.
It is. Because I've been wanting to do this one for a while.
Cam, are you ready for this?
Here's the deal.
I'm not prepared.
We're going to talk about the mobile app. And this is something I learned down at the media event last week. So, last month, whenever it was. I don't know. I'm going to run to the restroom here in just a second. So we're going to take a break here in just a second. But you're going to have the show for about, you know.
Potty break.
I know. So anyway, I know. I just
take the thing with me. No.
You've got it. I know. See, I'm not doing that. So this is the problems with the 12-hour show. So anyway.
Things are off the
I've had three Cokes already. I mean, come on. So what was I going to say? Oh, so anyway, we're going to talk about the mobile app, the My Disney Experience mobile app, some things you might not know that the app actually does. If you have, and this is our listeners, everybody grab your mobile device, and we're going to walk through the My Disney Experience app here in a minute. But Ricky, go ahead and give away some prizes, and I will be right back. I'll be back. Okay. And I'm still listening.
Please keep listening. Life's coming back. That was TMI.
Too funny.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.